Hey, good morning, my friends. We are in day 24, which is called silence. I guess I shouldn't say anything at all. Just kidding. Anyway, the opening quote I have in the chapter is a quote from Pirkei Avos, the Ethics of Our Fathers, which famously teaches siag lechachma shtika. A siag means offense. For chachma, for wisdom, is silence. We are kind of pushed in our society always to have something to say. Always to come up with some kind of line. And Judaism doesn't necessarily believe that saying more is always better. The idea of not always having to say something actually is an important Jewish value. I used to feel this pressure when going to pay a shiva call. I wrote about this in the book and the new book as well. I talked about this, the 7 days of mourning following the passing of a close relative. And I share the story actually in both books, in the 40-day challenge and in the Jewish experience, because it's such an important part of my memory of sitting shiva of my mother, blessed memory, when all these rabbis came to pay the respects. And I was very humbled that they all came and I didn't really have much to say. And there is this tradition when you go pay a shiva call that you're not supposed to initiate the conversation. You're supposed to allow the mourner to start the conversation. That way it becomes about the mourner and not about the visitor. And for whatever reason, as I said, I didn't feel like saying anything. And the rabbis were well acquainted, of course, with this Jewish tradition. So they didn't say anything. They were waiting for me to speak. And I didn't say anything. So they didn't. And there were probably another 20, 25 people in the room besides these group of like six or seven rabbis. They all showed up at the same time. And it was just an incredible moment of silence because there's nothing really you can say to make another person feel good when they're going through something rough in their life. The most important thing you can do is to show up. I'm going, unfortunately, today to a funeral. Our dear friend Glenn Eisenberg, who was probably part of the first MGE class back in 2000, unfortunately lost his mother. And we're just going there to be there. There's no kitschy phrase, there's no clever line or theological explanation, just simply being there. There's an important phrase in the prophets. It says, Imo anochi bitzara, I'm with you in your pain. And when you show up, you're showing someone you're with them in their pain. You don't have to come up with something brilliant to say. And sometimes saying nothing is even more powerful. The witty response and the sarcastic comment that we like to make for everything, and the social media has kind of forced us to say something always, to comment on something. And think about the most powerful people you know in your lives. They're not always the people that speak the most or have something to say about everything. They're there at the right time, and there's a certain kind of human and personal gesture. The great sage Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he said that one of his students, simply known as Rav, never spoke an unnecessary word in his entire life. And the Rambam says that this is really an ideal. I know this sounds a little extreme, but it teaches us that even when it's appropriate to speak, it's a good idea to be measured and temperate with our words. Because all we do is talk, and there's just not enough room left to listen. And that's something that, I struggle with sometimes, to do active listening. In other words, when people share their problems or issues with me, my head goes right away. Oh, I can tell them this, I can tell them that. Here's how I can help. But part of the solution is just giving the other person the sense that they're being heard. And when you're thinking about something else, how to formulate your response while they're speaking, you're not communicating to them that you're really listening. This is something I struggle with, and it's something that I think about a lot to really be an active and good listener. And give people the sense of the healing that can come simply from listening and not necessarily from speaking. And we don't need to go to Rav's extreme. I said this at the end of the chapter, and I'll just mention also that Hashem himself, in a sense, did this. I put this in the new book, concept of Tzimtzum from Kabbalah, that the very act of creation, that God withdrew, God contracted his essence to create this vacant space, because all there was before the physical world was God, was his Ein Sof, his endless light. And in order to make room for us, he had to pull back a little. And I feel to allow others to exist, God had to create that space. God had to, be silent, if you will, and pull back. And it's really a lesson for us that we need to do that for other people if we're going to let other people shine and let other people feel heard. So shtika, silence, is quite a virtue. Have a great day.